It's Tuesday, July 28th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Google's ad portal had a disturbing bias. Security blocking and tackling. And Tech Isle weighs in on Lenovo. This is the Business of Tech. The Markup is reporting on Google's Keyword Planner. The tool, which helps advertisers choose which terms to associate with ads, showed some unsettling results. The research finds that for many keyword suggestions related to Black girls, Latina girls, and Asian girls, the results were the majority of them being pornographic. Searches in the Keyword Planner for boys of those same ethnicities also primarily returned suggestions related to pornography. Searches for white girls and white boys, however, returned no suggested terms at all. Google has previously looked at exactly this problem in its search engine and fixed it. However, the change for the ad portal was not changed until this week. Why do we care? This is really insidious, difficult bias. I'm highlighting it because awareness is really important, and it would be easy for this story to get missed. That's the first part. The then larger story is how the bias of algorithms has to be discovered and managed. The lesson was only learned in one place and not applied to all places within Google. That's unsettling. I've talked about working with customers to help understand how their data is being used. This is an example of how that plays out and something to learn from. Some items in blocking and tackling today. The FBI has issued a warning about new network protocols that are being used to launch large-scale distributed denial-of-service attacks. The list includes Constrained Application Protocol, Web Services Dynamic Discovery, Apple Remote Management Service, and the Jenkins Web-Based Automation Software. Three of the four have already been abused in the real world to launch massive DDoS attacks, the FBI said, based on ZDNet's previous reporting. The goal of the alert is to warn of the danger and allow for investment in DDoS mitigation systems. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency and the U.K.'s National Cybersecurity Center have also issued an alert about the risks of infection faced by QNAP NAS devices if QSnatch malware attacks restart, and the alert outlines the procedures to update. Thousand Eyes has a report on the Cloudflare DNS outage from Friday, July 17th, showing the ripple effect of a single misconfiguration. The full report is in the show notes. And Bleeping Computer is reporting on the release of source code by a Swiss developer from companies like Microsoft, Nintendo, Disney, Motorola, and others because of a secure DevOps application, leaving the information exposed. Why do we care? Misconfiguration. That continues to be the theme. More and more, the value of providers is obvious in the management and controls of configurations. You can see in the entire section how this was all configuration, from protocols to the DNS outage to code releases. Right now, as a provider, I would be focused heavily on tools and process that allow for management of this. I think automation is a distraction when configuration management is so much more valuable, particularly as these systems move entirely to the cloud and someone else's core management. Last week, I reported on the Lenovo managed services offerings, and Tech Isle has their take on it, which includes a number of useful stats. Tech Isle found that maintenance and support consume 77% of SMB IT staff time, leaving only 23% of time for transformation initiatives. Nearly half of maintenance and support cycles are dedicated to PCs. More than a decade of Tech Isle SMB survey research data shows that only 3% of small businesses have full-time internal IT staff. Even with mid-market firms, average number of support staff is 22, which is 1/20th of an enterprise business. And their managed services research data shows that 74% of SMBs expect a single point of contact from their managed services provider. Why do we care? The core value of delivering outsourced technology services is summed up in these data points. If we take the theme of the day, which is that high-value services around data are the best, and that configuration management is the key, that shows how Lenovo's offerings are interesting, as they can allow a small provider to focus on these transformation initiatives too, which they may not be able to based on simply focusing so much on the infrastructure themselves. Line up these stories, and you see the trend and opportunity. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode is brought to you by PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy. allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead sharing program for MSPs backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.